Good morning, everyone. Today is the 31st of, no, the day's the 29th of December, and I'm going to be looking at the 31st of Deuteronomy today. You know, Moses went through quite a bit during his life. Went through quite a bit. You know, he experienced an awful lot. It's going to be interesting talking to Moses when we get to heaven. This 31st chapter of Deuteronomy, he's coming down toward the end of his life. Starts out, says, Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. You ever feel like that sometimes? You can't even go out and come in? No. The Lord thy God, he will go before thee. He will destroy these nations from before thee. And thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee as the Lord said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, and you may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded unto you. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded to you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is He that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Moses was giving a word of encouragement to the people when he told them, be strong and of good courage, fear not. For the Lord thy God, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So he's also encouraging Joshua. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, and the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel is to come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and they strange and the stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of the law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear. And learn to fear the Lord your God as long as ye live in the land, whether ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach that thou must die. Call Joshua and present yourself in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud, and in the pillar of cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought in that they are turned unto other gods. Now therefore write ye this song, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, so that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and treat and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass when many evils and troubles are befallen them that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, for I know their imaginations which they go about even now before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Well, I have one question, and one question alone. Is this 31st chapter Deuteronomy apropos for today? I think it is. Have we forsaken God as a nation? Have we turned to other idols? Are we listening to the powers of darkness and Satan? Have we forsaken the law of God? Yes, all of those things are true. And you know, even though God says through Moses that he will not forsake Joshua, he will be with him and so on, Joshua was faithful to God. You know, be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid for them, for the Lord thy God, it is he that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. You know, but today, in this nation, we have forsaken God. We've forsaken His commandments. We have forgot the eternal, everlasting covenant and turned into a doctrine of humanism. And so, we need to be warned. We need to remember this 31st chapter of Deuteronomy. God will be with us, but God is not going to be with us if we shun His word and forget the everlasting covenant and trounce on it with the doctrine of humanism. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this, and I think it's very apropos to read this chapter today for what's going on in America.
Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord has said, and the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, king of the Amorites, the land of them whom he destroyed. and the Lord shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according to all the commandments that I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with his people into the land which the Lord has sworn of their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years of solemnity of the year of release, the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger as with thy gates, that they may hear and they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. For children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. The Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thy days approach that thou must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in tabernacle of the congregation. The Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud. And the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers. His people will rise up and go a horn after God, the stranger to the land, where they go to be among them, will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them. I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. Many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, and that they are turned unto other gods. Now therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it the children of Israel, put in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel, for when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves with wax and fat, and then will they turn unto other gods, and serve them, provoke me, and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, and this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths their seed, for I know their imagination, which they go about even now before I have brought them into land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into land which I swear unto them, I will be with thee. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the word of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take this book of the law and put it inside the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion, thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. How much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth record against them. For I know that after my death we will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil on the side of the Lord, provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of the congregation of Israel the words of the song until they're ended.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, we need to be reminded as a nation that we have turned from the commandments of God and from the everlasting covenant. God be with you.